Workday Afternoon Replay from Money FM 89.3. The Soul of Business with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
I'm Timothy Goh, sitting in for Clarissa Montero on The Soul of Business on the Thursday edition. And with greater consumer consciousness and awareness of the need of sustainability, some groups in the hospitality industry have now incorporated more environmentally friendly initiatives into the business model, with efforts to give back to the community and sustainability at the crux of Riviera events. We find out more about their efforts, their multiple efforts, on and how they're working towards reducing their carbon footprint. Well, this afternoon, we're welcoming Stéphane de Mongros, director and co-founder of Riviera Events Limited and Stellier, to talk to us about the shift towards sustainability in the hospitality industry and the key environmental sustainability initiatives and challenges among what they're doing as well. Welcome, Stéphane, to The Soul of Business.
Good afternoon, team.
Is that even possible to shift towards a more sustainable way of putting out events out there? Can you tell us more about what Riviera Events is doing and how it's doing that?
There's many things that can be done. And one of the most interesting parts in that subject is we're in the right, on the right side of the world. I'm myself from France. I was raised in Europe, and I've been in Asia for about 16 years, most of my time in Shanghai, in China. And surprisingly, I believe that Asia is leading the conversations when it comes to sustainable efforts in both the hotel and the event industry. And surprisingly, I feel like the other parts of the world are behind us. So many things that can be done, but there's not a perfect answer just yet. So I think what is very important in whatever business you are in is the attitude. And the attitude is about being very humble, being willing, you know, wanting to make making a small difference one day at a time and finding in your industry what can be done. So when it comes to events, it can be extremely wasteful because it's a lot of effort, it's a lot of work only for 24 hours, 48 hours. After the event is done, well, everything
thrown away, right?
Goes to the garbage, which is extremely sad and extremely wasteful. So what we've done at Riviera Events is to commit to be single-use plastic-free by the end of this year. It's not easy. It's a daily battle that we are fighting with the venues that we are working with the vendors that we are working with, as well as with anything when it comes to materials that we are using. So I can tell you a bit more about that if you want.
So on top of the challenges of staging an event, and we both know it's very challenging, and for people listening out there, you know, getting your guests and your caterers and the venue and everything else, you put on the sustainability challenge on top of the events that you organize. Why?
So I think the main reason is the end users, the consumers, the populations are asking for this effort.
Okay.
One of the beautiful things, again, on this part of the world in Asia is the workforce is extremely young. And I think for the new generations, this is very, very important to feel that they're doing something which is useful and meaningful without hurting the environment. So I believe it's the right thing to do. But between you and I, it's obviously what the market requires as well. So we're very happy to be able to cater to that demand of some of our clients. And I think the bigger the companies are, the more pushy they want to be in making progresses in this field. So some of the largest tech companies, for instance, have been asking us to be plastic-free by the end of this year.
Wow. Okay. Apart from being plastic-free, what else do you think can be done to be more sustainable when you're organizing an event?
So catering is very important, right? So plastic and beverages and food.
So no styrofoam cups.
Exactly.
Sure,
right? No styrofoam cups. Obviously, no plastic bottles.
No plastic. Yeah.
And one thing that we have here in Singapore, which is very useful, that we haven't been able to roll out in Greater China just yet, is all these alternative meats. So impossible. boar meat is, for instance, here they've done a very, very good job, and they're one of the solutions that we are starting
to offer. Go for an event with an Impossible Burger in the menu.
Exactly.
So that was fun.
Did you like it?
I did like it, and there was a little toothpick that says it was Impossible Burger, so that was kind of nice to see that they're doing that. But what are the challenges when you have to tell your caterers that they have to be sustainable in order to work with you?
Well, it's very, very simple. It's whether or not they want to have the business. And it's a very competitive market out there. And you will find companies that are willing to help you. Another thing which is very interesting that we've tried to implement for most of our big events is to cover the flying carbon prints. So Singapore is very famous for welcoming a lot of large events where people come from all around Asia, all around the world.
There's one happening this weekend.
Oh, there's a few, yeah, and F1 is one of them. And so what we've offered as a solution is to pretty much get a good picture of the amount of mileage that's been traveled to reach Singapore, back and forth, obviously. And to compensate these carbon prints. So there's a few things you can do.
How do you compensate carbon prints?
Yes, so the most famous one is planting trees. So there's a few organizations we've been working with in different parts of Asia. They'll be able to do that for you. The only thing is it will take a long time for a tree first to grow and then to be able to offset. So it's a long-term effort. Another thing that we've been doing mainly in mainland China is cooking oils. A lot of the people in the countryside are using over and over and over the same oils to cook.
Right.
And that can be very, very
the fumes
dirty.
Could be bad. Yeah,
exactly. So one of the initiatives we've been doing is to supporting bringing cleaner cooking materials to these communities. So there's a lot of different ways, and I think what is important is for you and your organization to choose something which is close to your heart, that is meaningful for what you're trying to do, and find the right outlet to be able to compensate.
But in the world we live in currently, Stefan, going for a more sustainable way of doing anything could also cost a lot more. So what do you tell your clients when the cost goes up?
It's a very good question. So we give them the option. I think some of the organization have really made this part of their core values, and it's something that they've committed to their workforce as well. It's part of their core DNA. So sure, it might be a little more expensive than the older regular materials we used to work with, but they are in most cases ready to pay for that difference.
I'm speaking with Stefan de Mongro, director and co-founder of Riviera Events Limited, on how to shift towards a more sustainable way of organizing big events that we often attend. And we know that they, you know, after using whatever they use, they throw it away. Even, you know, staging and the tables and the chairs and the bar stools that are in these events, after a few events, they can't be used anymore.
Correct. So I think when it comes to metal and wood, there's many ways to reuse things, which is totally okay. Plastic is the biggest thing. And printing is another one. Typically your paper invitations. So most of the events now, you get away by just sending a digital invitation, right? So either on WhatsApp or by email, on Facebook, etc. But sometimes for more, I would say, prestigious or more official events, you need to have a paper invitation. So what we've started to do is
we need to change that mindset, right?
Yes.
It's not nice to bring an invitation anyway when you're going to a prestigious event.
I agree
some people
with you.
Do that.
I agree with you. But I think in some fields, the luxury industry being one of them, is still a general practice. Mm-hmm. Or when you have very official events and some member of the governmental departments involved. So one of the things we've introduced, for instance, is instead of using printing ink, which is very toxic, we've started to use soy-based ink that gives you the same quality of colors, and obviously, which is a lot better in terms of the environment. So, there's a lot of small solutions here and there, and you have to find the things around you.
And again, that would probably, it sounds like it's going to cost more as well. well if you use soy-based ink? It's more specialized.
And because there's less volume, mm-hmm. right? So I think volume is the game.
Yes,
so
exactly.
the more of us are making this transition, the more organizations are committing to make that change, the cheaper, the cleaner solutions will get. So that's why I'm here today on your show, is to try to push the boundaries and invite people to make that,
so
that journey.
So how do you make them think this way? Because when you're a company and you're looking for an event organizer, we're always thinking about the cost as well as wanting to be friendly. But most of the time, the cost of staging an event is a priority.
Correct. But if you think about it, you put together an event because you want to communicate about something. You're launching a new product, mm-hmm. You have a new venue, or you want to have a key message that you want to put out there. So if you do that, and at the same time you convey the message that the event that you've put together is environmental friendly, well, it will only make your message resonate better. So it's actually not a challenge mm-hmm. to convince our clients to go and travel that journey with us. Most of the time, it's actually the other way around. Most of the clients are already asking, especially in Singapore, especially this week with this great air we have here.
Yeah.
it's a talking point. So
right.
for us, it's now a no-brainer. And again, what I love about working in Asia is that things get changed very fast. So I think it will take some time for the West to catch up. But here we can be very aggressive in terms of rolling out new solutions.
All right. Well, Stefan is also the organizer of the Stellier Awards. And this is for the hotel and hospitality industry. Have you pushed this awards into a more sustainable path?
Correct. So we've studied about 6 years ago the Stelliers. And the Stelliers is an accolade to bring a bit of appreciation to the most hardworking and talented hoteliers out there. Mm-hmm. And one of the 20 awards that we give away is a CSR initiative award. So most of the time, each of the properties will pick one of the key leader in the CSR field and apply to win this award. In Southeast Asia, there's a lot of results. Obviously, you can think of Bali, the Maldives, Thailand, Malaysia, the Philippines, etc. So mm-hmm. the environment for these hotels is a big deal. And actually, I was just joking with an hotelier last night, and she was explaining to me that the hotels are very happy and the staff are very happy to get to that plastic-free stage, because eventually they will be the one picking up the plastic bottles on the beach. It's,
right.
it's part of their job. So actually, for them, it's less work than it would have been otherwise. So some of the biggest hotel company, IHG, which is the intercontinental brand, Marriott Hotels, have just announced this year that they're getting away from the single-use
shampoos,
conditioners, bath gel, and will go for refillable devices. So will it give you the same luxury feel? Maybe not, but at least we'll be saving thousands of millions of small plastic bottles. So it's definitely the right thing to do. And I'm glad the hotels are committing to walk that journey with us.
That sounds great. What about opportunities in this field of sustainable event management? Do you see a lot more coming up in the future for you?
Yes, I think one of the business opportunity out there that we're still trying to understand is to be able to measure the impact of putting together an event. The flying part is mm-hmm. kind of simple. You have a simple conversion between the amount of kilometers of miles you've traveled and the carbon footprint you've generated. When it comes to the actual footprint of a specific event, taking into account the air condition, the lighting, again, the food, the beverages, the wasting of the wastage of that. We need to have a stronger tool to be able to model that and to be able to offer to our clients a solution that makes sense and that's really make a difference appropriately. So I think there's a lot of opportunities in that clean event sectors. And I think Singapore is the right place to tackle that, because the government is very forward thinking in terms of technology,
right.
Sustainability. So it's definitely the right place.
But picking up on what we talked about earlier, the luxury and the glamour of it in an event, for example, and you have a VIP, they want to be picked up inside their own car instead of waiting for others from the airport, for example. Something as small as that, how can you change the mindset of people?
I think it's a concern for the luxury industry because the luxury industry will not be able to survive if things go very wrong. So I feel and I know mm-hmm. that at the top of the luxury companies, they know they have no choice. They have to lead that conversation. So, for instance, in the luxury fashion back in Europe and especially back in Paris, mm-hmm. there's a big push to work together. And most of the time, the competing brands have a tough time to get around the table and to talk to each other because they're competing and it's a tough market out there. But when it comes to the environment, there's a strong effort of commune solutions that can be brought together. So I feel they really understood that this conversation was key and that something needs to be done. Luckily for them, the luxury industry is also an industry where the gross margins are much higher. Mm-hmm. So even if it takes a point or two from their operations, I know that they have to do something and they know that they should be leading that conversation.
Well, we're with you on that, hopefully. Thank you very much, Stéphane, for coming in. Stéphane de Mongro, director and co-founder of Riviera Events Limited and Stellier Awards as well, talking to us about how to go green and, well, pretty much everything from the hospitality industry to organizing big events.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.